Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Grounding is the number one and most important of the great mysteries. Without the foundation of grounding, we are not able to build all the other spiritual awareness and opening in a safe manner. So today I'm going to dedicate our meditation to grounding. And all of you are thinking, how in the world is she going to keep our attention on grounding for 30 minutes? Put on your seat belts and here we go. So the first thing we're going to do to put our attention on grounding is do just that. So close your eyes and allow yourself to tune in to you. You, the spirit. And the best way I know how to bring your attention to yourself as spirit is to ground. So create that flow of energy from your first chakra, which is close to the base of your spine, slow in the body. And let that grounding cord flow through your chair and the floor and the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. And while you're doing this, pay attention to how your body feels when you, the spirit, ground through it. Notice the release, the relaxation, the comfort, the sense of safety, and you can have this with you 24/7, all the time. Take some nice deep breaths and allow your body to adjust to being grounded. You may have spent most of your life ungrounded. And as you ground, your body needs time to make that adjustment. I want you to be aware of you, the spirit, because you are the creator of your grounding, and you're the creator of everything in your life. Let that bright spark of light that's you come to the top of your head and stop there for a moment. The space at the top of your head is where you can be still and know. You can know absolutely anything. Now, I want you to simply know the importance of your grounding. Allow you, the spirit, to just be still and know what an incredibly important piece of information you have with grounding. And allow that bright spark of light that is you, the spirit, to come into the center of your head. And again, be aware of your grounding. You're now surrounded by your body. You are spirit, you are not your body. You are spirit, you're not any of your creations. You're not your job, you're not your children, you're not your parents, you're not your partner. You are spirit. And the body is your main creation through which you create many other things, through which you communicate yourself, the spirit. Well, what does grounding do for us, spirit and body? So many things. It stabilizes the electromagnetic energy, which is you and which is your body. Any type of energy ungrounded is static and disturbed and unfocused. Energy grounded is focused, calm, safe, controlled. So be in the center of your head, and I want you to simply meditate for a moment on how grounding affects your life. Feel free to meditate on times when you are not grounded as well as times when you are. to know the difference. Increase your grounding. Now we can use our grounding to stabilize our energies, to create a safe environment, which includes our body, our aura, our spiritual system, through which to create and to communicate. You are an incredibly high form of energy, you the spirit. Your body is a lower vibration of energy. And for you to communicate effectively and safely through the body, it's necessary for you to ground. I know some incredibly capable people, very bright, very creative, very intelligent, who don't accomplish anything because they are not grounded. I know some people who actually aren't that bright and a little bit slower, but they get a lot of things done in life because they're grounded. Talent isn't everything. So use your grounding right now to bring you into the body and to stabilize and make the body safe. Be in the center of your head. And make an agreement with your body that you will allow it to be grounded. You will ground it all the time. Ask it to help you pay attention to your grounding, and it will. Now, our grounding also helps us release. It stabilizes, focuses, strengthens, and acts as a release. So I want you to be aware of anything in your body, such as tension, that you would like to release right now. Maybe you've been experiencing stress for having to do a great deal. Just release that from your body. And from the center of your head, be aware of what a healing it is for your body and how beneficial it is for you, the spirit, because you can create and communicate so much more clearly through a calm, clear medium, a body with less stress, less tension. Simply ground it off. Let it go. Now, how you create in this physical world is a very important part of your spiritual presentation. And the information that you have about how you, the spirit, wish to create in the world is located in your first chakra, the chakra from which you ground. So your grounding has a tremendous impact on your creativity. Again, take a moment and meditate on one of your creations where you are not being grounded. You know, you'll know it. It's the one where you're spaced out, running around like a chicken with its head cut off. Now enhance your grounding, and then tune in to some creation where you are grounded, and notice the difference. You, the spirit, are in control. In the grounded experience, the body is in control when you are ungrounded. Since spirit and body are opposite, you're not going to accomplish your spiritual goals without grounding. Take a nice deep breath. Now be aware of where you work. And I want you to notice how much you allow yourself to be grounded at work. Maybe you have a concept, well, other people aren't grounded, so I can't be grounded. My belief is when other people aren't grounded, I need to be really grounded. Take a moment and use your grounding to release anything that would get in your way of being grounded with your work. And while you're releasing, take a moment and notice how your grounding affects your creativity at work. How does it affect the people around you? How is your body experiencing work when you ground and when you do not? Grounding can change your entire life experience. Add being in the center of your head, and you can have the experience of what's called heaven. It's a spiritual perspective of life, not overwhelmed by the emotions or the intellect, which are levels of the body. Grounding. First step to heaven. Take a nice deep breath. And I want you to tune in to some more benefits for your body as well as you before I tell you the wonderful things grounding provides for you, the spirit. I want you to be aware of a relationship you have with someone. It could be a partner, a child, a spouse, a parent, a friend, co-worker, anyone. Pick one. And I want you to tune in to how your grounding affects that relationship. Notice what happens to your interaction with that other person when you are not grounded. And what happens to that relationship when you are grounded. Take a nice deep breath. And allow yourself to use your grounding cord to release that other person's energy from your personal space. Simply let it flow down the grounding cord. You will find that your communication and love will increase when there's space between you and this other person. Take a nice deep breath. Now, two of the main things that the body tends to get our attention with are the emotions and the intellect. So let's start with the emotions and meditate on how wonderful grounding is for dealing with these emotions. Emotions are simply the communication from the body to you, the spirit. I'm mad, I'm scared, I'm happy. These are really important things to pay attention to because then you know what's happening in your environment. And your grounding can help you be in touch with the emotions of the body without being overwhelmed by them. Your grounding can also help you release excess emotion. We're going to play with a couple of them that seem to be popular lately. And we'll start with anger. There are a lot of angry people on the planet lately. Have you noticed that? If you haven't, get in a car and drive down the freeway. Or, if you don't drive, turn on the evening news. People are angry because they're afraid. So use your grounding right now to help you release your anger. Nothing wrong with anger. It's a wonderful emotion that the body needs to express so that we, the spirit, know what's happening. It is disturbing if we become overwhelmed with anger. We're not very creative. Let your grounding take away your anger that you do not need. Find a little amusement about who you're really angry with. I'm so angry with, fill in the blank. Let that anger flow down your grounding cord. Be amused. Because it could be your body's really angry with you. Because you're not paying attention. You're running it around. You're not caring for it. If it gets angry enough, it'll fall and break something. Make you slow down. Or it'll get sick. Bodies are very clever. So ground off some of that anger and allow yourself a spirit to be in the center of your head and let that body know you care about it. Listen to its needs and do your best to meet those needs. Remember, I didn't say wants, I said needs. Now, another emotion that's not much fun, but certainly is very popular these days, is fear. So remain in the center of your head. You don't want to fall into these emotions. You want to stay above them. And use your grounding to ground off fear. At the present moment, there is nothing to fear. There's not a single saber-toothed tiger in the building. Any fear that the body is experiencing has to do with something from the past or the future, which means you, the spirit, are not relating to it in the present. So draw your attention into the present moment and ground off the fear in the body. Isn't grounding wonderful? Be in the center of your head and tune into how your body feels when you let these emotions go. When you're not overwhelmed by them. And the body is not overwhelmed by its own emotions because you're resisting them. Take a nice deep breath. And those of you who know how, would you please ground the room and everyone experience the safety and comfort that you experience when we're grounding as a group. Be in the center of your head and allow your body to experience the levels of comfort that come from increased grounding. So take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to make you safe, to make each other safe, and to release. You are spirit. You are not your body. And you are here remembering how to create and communicate through a body. And grounding is step number one in the process. It is the foundation for spiritual opening and development. Now let's talk to our friend Jesus, wonderful teacher, healer, a soul who was once in a body, great amusement, creativity, communication, and he was well grounded. Remember, his life was in the East. And things at that point in time were very disturbing. There were wars all over the place. There were several levels of government that you had to pay money to. There were all kinds of religious intrigues as well as political intrigues, not to mention large family intrigues. So it was a challenging time to live where grounding was essential. So I'm going to ask you to say hello to Jesus. And just have a conversation with Jesus about grounding and the importance of grounding. Ask Jesus for healing to help you increase your grounding. Ask Jesus to help you maintain your grounding at all times. Take a nice deep breath. And let's get validation from another great teacher, from Buddha, who sat under the tree and cleared all of his past, got into the present, and experienced God. Experienced enlightenment. Now, you don't think he's going to sit there all that time without grounding, do you? So say hello to Buddha, and let's communicate with him about grounding. Ask him to tell you the importance of grounding. Ask Buddha for healing to assist you to be more grounded. Take a nice deep breath and be aware of yourself again. Right there in the center of your head, all this energy flowing down your grounding cord. The only thing you have to do to increase your grounding is simply add more energy. So anytime you release something, you just added more energy to your grounding. Isn't it great? Get rid of fear, increase grounding, all at the same time. You are spirit. Everybody take a nice deep breath and validate the tremendous importance of grounding for us as spirit. Freedom. On some of our signs you'll see we're dedicated to spiritual freedom. And the main way we achieve that is by grounding and being in the center of the head. Validate that we are spirit and take control of all of our creations, both inside and outside of the physical body. So I'm going to give you just a moment of silence to meditate on grounding and how it affects you, the spirit. grounding. What a wonderful thing to be aware, awake, in charge, creating what you, the Spirit, are here to create, communicating yourself rather than all of the things that you've picked up through life. Grounding gives you yourself, spirit and body. Use your grounding to let go of anything that interferes with you being grounded. And we're going to use our grounding to help us bring more gold energy through the room. And that's going to raise the vibration of the body, which of course then increases our need for grounding. So let's bring in a bright, clear gold vibration and let it flow through the whole room. Let it flow through your body. Let it flow through you. Let it raise the vibration of your body, so you and the body can be more in harmony. Increase your grounding. Anytime you raise your vibration, it's important to increase your grounding to match that higher vibration. Now, the last part of our meditation is always dedicated to our communication with God. And I want you to be aware of how grounding helps you with this communication. Your body is a natural instrument for communication with God. Notice how grounding allows it to work properly. So be in the center of your head. Allow your grounding to flow. Let this gold energy flow through. And say hello to your God. You are most welcome to meditate with God about grounding or simply have a quiet communion for the next few moments.
Take a nice deep breath. Validate your communion with God. Validate yourself as part of God. Take a nice deep breath and begin to bring your attention back to the physical world. You may want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee. Bring your attention back to your body. And to end your meditation, just open your eyes, bend forward and release energy and sit back up.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.